Don't Look Now, Just Listen to Not in Front of the Children, a radio version of the TV success by Richard Waring, with Wendy Craig as Jennifer and Francis Matthews as Henry Corner. This week, Survival, which also involves Charlotte Mitchell and the children, of course.
I'm just coming. Hello?
Oh, hello, Jen. I was just going to ring off.
Mary?
Yes?
Oh, sorry. I only just got back from a funeral.
Oh, dear. Who's? Anyone I know?
You did know him, yes.
Goodness.
You didn't like him much.
Really?
Oh, he left a dead sparrow on your back step.
What? Oh, your cat.
Yes. He got run over yesterday. The funeral's at the end of the garden.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes, poor old Fluff.
Oh, the children must be very upset.
They are, they're very upset. And I personally don't think Henry's making matters any better by a long, drawn-out burial service. They're all still there, down by the vegetable garden, standing with bowed heads round a mound of earth with a wooden cross with Fluff written on it.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I mustn't laugh.
Well, I can tell you I had trouble keeping a straight face when Henry started the service wrongly.
Why? What did you say?
For what we have received. Listen, I was just thinking, if all the goldfish and mice and things in this house died and Henry insisted on this palaver, wooden crosses would just about take over the garden. Oh, they're coming in now. I better get on with the lunch. What was it you wanted, Mary?
What?
Well, you rang me.
Oh, so I did. Good Lord, Jen, I've completely forgotten. Well, it couldn't have been very important, could it? I'll ring you back when my brain gets unaddled.
Right.
And good luck with the mourners.
Thank you.
Now, wipe your feet properly.
Where's Fluff now, Daddy?
Where? Well, he's gone to the pussy's heaven, hasn't he? Yes. Just as we shall all go one day.
I don't want to go to the pussy's heaven.
What? Oh, no. No, of course not, darling. No. Well, I mean, you've got your heaven, and I've got... No, don't worry about Fluff. I mean, he had a good life, and you've still got Harry Hamster, and Reggie Rabbit, and Billy the Budgie, and all Robin's mice we haven't christened yet.
And Gloria and George.
Yeah, oh, and the goldfish, yes. So we're not alone, are we? No. Now run along, Mummy and I want to get lunch. Well, I'm glad you find the distress of your children such a vast source of amusement.
It's not them, it's you.
Oh, really? Just because I wanted to give Fluff a decent burial?
Amongst other things.
What other things?
Whoever heard of a cat lying in state?
Fluff has been a much-loved member of this family for 7 years.
Much-loved? You weren't exactly overflowing with affection when he used to get under your feet.
Oh, well, that didn't happen all the time, did it?
Didn't it? I seem to remember the air was fairly consistently blue.
Nonsense.
You left the house whenever I cooked his fish bits.
I'm allergic to boiled cod.
But quite the reverse to pale ale.
Pale ale?
Now, darling, don't try and tell me you didn't go to the pub during Fluff's meal times. Honestly, I've heard men put up some pretty feeble reasons for what drove them to drink, but I bet you're the only one who ever blamed his pussycat. What a psychiatrist would have made of it all, I dread to think.
Made of what?
Well, Fluff stretched out in the garage with a kitchen candle at each end. I'm surprised you didn't take a crash course in embalming. Or at the very least, hire a harmonium and sit peddling out hymns all night.
The fact still remains, you could have shared a little more of your children's grief, Jennifer.
Well, quite frankly, Henry, the way you were carrying on, I didn't think there'd be room at the wailing wall.
I was trying to make up for you taking the whole thing so calmly.
Well, somebody had to keep the home ticking over. If I hadn't stuck by the ironing board, you wouldn't have had a clean handkerchief to cry into.
Yes, now this was precisely your attitude.
Well, darling, I'm sorry, but you've always got to have someone maintaining the balance. On this sort of occasion, it's generally the father who keeps a stiff upper lip while the mother cries feebly with her children.
But what?
What?
What are you trying to infer?
Well, when you were choking back the tears as loudly as anyone else...
I was very fond of Fluff.
So was I.
Nonsense.
Henry, I was. That's why I didn't have time for crocodile tears.
Crocodile tears? Are you suggesting that my grief wasn't genuine? Jennifer?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Well?
Well, I think it was genuine to a certain extent, but I think you enjoyed it, too.
Well, thank you.
Well, standing out there with your head bowed, you saw yourself in one of those cowboy films where they bury a dead comrade under a heap of stones.
I utterly refuse that.
No, Henry, I saw you enjoying it.
I'm not listening to this.
That wasn't a Battersea back garden you were standing in. It was the Arizona desert.
Did you hear? I said, I'm not going to stand here.
And Fluff was somebody like Clint Eastwood who died distracting the Indians' fire from you.
Jennifer.
And you were James Stewart.
I refuse to.
It's true, isn't it, Henry?
No.
James Stewart, all weather-beaten and handsome and grey at the temples. When I called you to the kitchen, you practically looked round for your horse.
Jennifer, I do not like this callous streak in you.
Callous streak? Just because I left the Arizona desert before you?
No, this total lack of affection for animals.
Oh, well.
Yes, yes. I hadn't realized it before.
Who feeds them? Every day. Who rushes around with a pinch of birdseed here and a pinch of ants' eggs there and scattering lettuce leaves and bread and milk in the appropriate places? Who does that, Henry? Huh. For the last few years, I've been a housewife, mother, and full-time zookeeper. Ma'am?
Mummy?
Darlings, the lunch isn't nearly ready yet.
Well, I don't suppose they'll feel much like lunch today, eh, children?
Oh, of course they will. It's lamb. Look.
Oh.
Perhaps not. But of course they'll feel like lunch. Now we'll go into the garden and work up an appetite. You could weed the vegetable patch. How about that?
Oh, no.
Well, the park. You haven't played in Battersea Gardens for ages.
We don't feel like playing when Fluff's dead.
Oh, now, don't be silly, Robin. I mean, it's not as though Fluff used to join in with you. He wasn't like a dog. When you went out, he used to stay in the house and sharpen his claws on the best furniture. Good heavens, what's the matter with Amanda?
She loved Fluff. Coming, Amanda.
Didn't you love Fluff, Mum?
Well, of course I did, Robin.
Excuse me.
Henry, you set my children against me.
Well, I told you how they felt.
The way Robin looked at me just now, anyone would have thought I'd sold Fluff to the vivisectionists. Something's going on in those children's minds, Henry. Do they think I left the front door open on purpose?
No. It's just that, I suppose they noticed you left the funeral.
To answer the phone!
You left once before.
Yes, to light the oven. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were giving the full service.
Yes, and they probably remember the odd occasion when you've been a little harsh with Fluff.
When?
Well, you mentioned it yourself, when you made marks on the furniture.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Congratulate him and give him a bowl of double cream?
Darling, it's natural for cats to sharpen their claws.
That wasn't your attitude when he gave them a buff on your best shirt.
Ah, but the children don't seem to hold it against me, do they?
No, because they weren't in the room when you slapped him. Well, go on. In what other ways have I played the wicked stepmother?
You made rather a fuss when he dug a hole in the garden.
In my tulip bed.
Well, now that again is quite natural for a cat.
Unfortunately, it's extremely unnatural for my tulips.
Oh, well, I'm merely answering your question.
Well, that was ages ago.
Ah, the children remember these things.
In any case, the fuss I made was nothing to the eruption when you came home hungry to find Fluff halfway through your place fillet.
Eruption?
We started off a positive campaign. You said if he was so keen on sharing your supper, then we mustn't deny him.
Oh, yes, well,
So for lunch the next day, I had to give him your chips.
Yes, all right.
With vinegar on them.
Well, it doesn't seem to have made much of an impression on the children, does it?
No, because they never saw it, just like the last time. Yes, Henry.
Now what are you brooding about?
Whenever I bawled a cat out, it seems to have been in front of the children. Whenever you did it, there weren't any witnesses.
Witnesses? What a ridiculous...
No wonder they regard you with such saint-like devotion.
Oh, good Lord.
And you hardly ever smack them.
What? I hurt my hand the last time I dealt with Robin.
Well, only because he had a box of drawing pins in his back pocket. When did you last smack the girls?
You know very well I don't believe in smacking girls.
Well, all right, Henry. I'm not accusing you of doing anything on purpose. I'm not trying to excuse myself. I'm just saying that suddenly I have a horrible feeling.
quite suddenly that over the years, as far as my children are concerned, I've become a mother.
Oh, darling, don't be silly. Come on, of course the children love you.
No.
They do. Much more than Fluff.
Thank you.
What? Oh, no. I mean, this whole thing seems to have blown up since the cat died. They're upset, that's all. Oh, I'm sorry if you think I've been doing all this to curry favour with them, because I wanted to be a cowboy or an undertaker. Because it just isn't true, darling. I mean, I merely felt we couldn't let Fluff pass out of our lives without some small tribute to all those happy little moments we always remember him for. Moments like... Well, like the time he Oh, well, we don't want to upset ourselves by remembering, do we? No, but that's all there was to it, darling, honestly. I mean to say, I never disciplined the children. It just isn't true either, darling. Well, I admit, when I had to discipline Fluff, they were generally out of the way, but that was just coincidence. I mean, it wasn't planned, certainly not. But good Lord, I mean, look at all the times I've had to smack Robin.
When?
When he was naughty.
Not for some time.
No, well, he hasn't been naughty lately, has he?
I had to smack him the other day.
Ah, but I wasn't here, was I? No, but you just think who used to be the ogre. Wait till Daddy comes home, you used to say, he'll give you what for.
Yes, but you didn't.
Yes, I did. I mean, I took Robin up to his bedroom and I
talked to him.
Yes, well, I mean, you can't cuff a kid in cold blood.
But they say that's when you ought to do it. They say you shouldn't do it in anger, I think.
Do they? Oh, they must have brought that out recently. No, but I used to tell him straight. I used to say, the next time it's the slipper for you, my lad.
When was it?
When?
The next time?
No. Well, I mean, the next time I'm thinking of, I couldn't find the slipper. Fluff had it.
Yes, exactly. No wonder my children look on me as some sort of ogre.
Ogress. No, they don't, Jen. I told you.
Are you sure?
I promise you. Look, I'll go and have a word with them. It'll help ease your mind.
Will you, darling? Oh, thank you.
There. See what a bit of paternal influence can do to sway the voters, eh?
Yeah. What?
What?
Sway the voters?
Yes.
Why do you need to have a word with them if there's nothing wrong? You think they do put me in the ogre class, ogress, don't you?
Haven't I told you?
You're very convincing. You pronounce me innocent and then you go off to bribe the jury.
Darling, I was merely going to sound them out. And if there were any basis for the fears, then I'd have spoken up for you.
Spoken up for me?
Yes.
Oh, how would you speak up for me in front of my children, Henry?
Oh? Well, I mean, I told you, I don't suppose there'd be any need to.
No, but supposing there was.
What, to speak to them?
Yes. What sort of things would my defense counsel say?
Well, if I found out they were laboring under any misapprehensions about you, I'd sit down and I'd gather them around me and I'd say, Now, look here, children, this is very silly. I mean, your mother has got a lot of very good qualities. No, a lot. Really, she has. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't have married her, would I? No. And she loves you very much, children, and you must do your very best to love her back. Because, I mean, we all make mistakes. I mean, even Daddy puts his foot in it occasionally. Well, at least he does as far as Mummy's concerned, and, I mean, Mummy's only human, too.
Thank you, Henry. That's quite enough.
What?
I wouldn't hire you to defend me unless I had a specific craving for life imprisonment.
Oh, well, that's gratitude for you, really.
From now on, I'll fight my own battles. Thank you very much. You take your shining sword and cut off somebody else's head. I can cope much better without your assistance.
Oh, good. I hope that refers to lunch as well.
It refers to everything.
Good. Well, my grateful thanks for male emancipation.
Male emancipation? Now I've got to do the lunch by myself. Just as I do everything by myself. Making the beds, and clearing up after the children, and feeding the budgerigar, the goldfish. What's the matter with Gloria? Come along. Don't float about at the top. There's a good goldfish. Oh, no!
I forgot my cigarettes. What's the matter?
Look!
What?
In the goldfish bowl.
Oh, good grief. Is it dead?
Well, it's floating on its side. What do you think it's doing, playing possum?
Give me the soup ladle.
Henry, I didn't kill it.
No, 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 of course not.
Oh, well, why did it die?
I don't know. It's probably been overfed.
But I feed it.
Yes, yes. Where's the ladle?
There.
Oh, Tom.
Do you think the children will notice?
Well, even Amanda can count up to two.
Oh. All right, well, don't just stand there peering into the ladle like a dubious chef. Give it to me.
What on earth are you doing?
I'm giving it the kiss of life. Well, you said yourself my stock's rock bottom.
No, I didn't.
Well, even if it wasn't, it's going to be when they see Gloria.
That's George.
Is it? Oh, right, I beg his pardon, but what are we going to do, Henry?
Well, we'll have to bury him, I suppose.
Oh, for heaven's sake, get your mind off funerals and be constructive. Can we get another one?
On a Sunday?
No, not buy one, borrow one.
Well, who do we know with goldfish?
Well, there's someone, surely.
Jen, it's not like borrowing a pound of sugar or a lawnmower, you know.
The Padgetts, they've got goldfish.
In a pond?
Well, what's the difference? We can shove one in the bowl till tomorrow, then I'll buy a new one.
But there's a bigger than ours.
You're being obstructionist again.
And a different colour.
Are they?
Yeah, yellowish and mottled.
Oh, yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, the children might notice George had grown an inch or two, but I think they'd be worried by a completely new colour scheme.
Daddy!
Oh, there's Judy.
What?
She'll see there's only one fish in the bowl.
Well, stand in front of it.
Yes. What are you going to do with the corpse?
I don't know.
Put it in the rubbish bin.
Oh, no, no, I don't like the idea of...
Can you please curb your grave digger temperament and put it in the rubbish bin?
All right, all right.
Where are the kitchen scissors?
What, darling? Oh, on the table.
Tell.
You're all right, are you, Trudy?
Yes. We're cutting out black diamonds to sew on our sleeves.
Now, I didn't suggest that.
Look, Henry, there's no need to start wriggling on that hook. I haven't cast a line yet.
Sorry.
Who else do we know?
The fish?
Yes.
Yes.
Roy and Biddy?
Cat.
Miss Milton?
Chihuahua.
The Turners?
No.
They've got fish.
They all died.
Oh.
Dear, I can't leave the goldfish lying on top of the rubbish. One of the children might open the bin.
Yes, well, I hope you'll resist the temptation to lay on an interment.
Don't be ridiculous. I'll put him down the loo.
The loo?
Yes. Yes, you know, like a burial at sea.
Henry!
Yes, Robin? The budgie's sitting on his floor.
What?
With his eyes closed.
Well, he's probably having a nap, darling.
They put their head under their wing when they sleep, and his feathers are all fluffed up.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it, Henry?
Is it?
Yes!
Oh, yes, 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 I think it is. Yes.
The budgie doesn't look as though it thinks it's a good sign.
No, well, I mean, he's not to know, is he?
He can't read the bird care book, can he?
I think he's really ill, Mum.
Do you, darling? Oh, well, let's have a look at him, shall we? It's not really convenient for me to move at the moment. You have a look at him, Henry.
What? Well, I'm no expert, you know. I mean,
look, I'm not joking, you know. I think the budgie's sick. You don't want another death in the family, do you?
No.
No.
No. Well, are you coming?
Yes, Daddy is.
Yes. Yes, yes, of course. After you, son. Get rid of the fish in the bin.
All right.
And don't get too far away from that bowl.
Well, what do you mean? I can't be in two places at once.
Mummy.
Yes, Amanda?
Harry won't eat.
The hamster?
He's not moving.
Oh, Lord.
Come and see him, Mummy.
Well, I can't move at the moment. I mean, I can't come at the moment, but I'm sure there's nothing wrong with him. It's probably just the weather.
What's just the weather? Harry won't eat.
Harry Hamster?
Yes.
Is he going to die?
I don't know. He's not moving.
He must be going to die.
No, well, of course he isn't. Now, why don't you both go out and play in the garden?
What's he going to die of?
Like Fluff died.
Yes, but Fluff died because Mum left the front door open.
I did not! Look, now, why don't you go and...
What's Harry going to die of?
He's old.
He's not.
He is.
Girls, why don't you go out into...
Well, how old is he?
I don't know. About as old as the goldfish.
How old are the goldfish?
I don't know. How old are the goldfish, Mummy?
I don't know, Trudy. Now, why don't you go and ask Daddy?
Will he know?
Well, I expect so. Amanda, you go with Trudy.
Okay, just a minute.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm just going to throw this apple core in the bin.
I'll take it, darling.
Thanks. I say, where's the other goldfish?
What? Trudy, I thought you'd gone.
Where is it, though?
Oh, I expect it's hiding behind its green stuff, don't you?
No, here it is in the bin.
Oh.
All right, pat the earth down, Robin. Trudy, you put the cross at the end. Yes, that's it. Well done. Well, there we are, children. Gloria's gone to the goldfish heaven.
George?
George.
And in the morning, we'll get another husband for Gloria, and nobody will know the difference.
What?
Gloria will notice.
Oh, well, yes, of course she will, darling, at first. But she'll soon get used to a new friend swimming around with her.
She can't be in the same bowl with him.
What do you mean, Judy? Of course you'll be in the same boat.
Not until they're married.
Gloria and George weren't married?
Yes, they were. Daddy married them.
Yes. Well, I mean, we did have a small service one day. You know, I mean, I thought it would help the children to appreciate the meaning of the nuptials when they...
Yes. All right, Henry. Excuse me.
Why is Mum leaving before the funeral's over, Dad?
What? Oh, well, to look at the joint. See how Harry Hamster is.
Yes, that's right. See how Harry is. In the garage.
I don't know. I just don't seem to be able to put a foot right today. Oh, I just hope to heaven the hamster's all right.
Harry! Come on now, there's nothing wrong with you. Just because Fluff died, it's purely psychosomatic.
Lolling around at this time of a Sunday morning is disgraceful. Look at Reggie Rabbit jumping about full of the joys of spring.
Reggie!
What are you doing in your hut? Come out and show Harry what a liebed he is. Reggie, get up! Now look, this is a conspiracy. Just because Harry's a hypochondriac, there's no need for you to. Reggie! Do you have to do everything he does? If he put his paw in the fire, I suppose you put yours in. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, both of you. I wouldn't be surprised if the little mice aren't laughing at you. The mice! Oh, thank heavens for sex maniacs.
Are you talking to yourself?
Well, it shouldn't surprise you if I was. I'm on the verge of insanity. In actual fact, I was addressing the animals, and from the look of two of them, mine may be the last words they'll ever hear.
What?
But look!
Good grief, what's the matter with them?
Come on,
show a leg.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Henry.
What?
Show a leg? They're quite likely to oblige by pointing all four in the air.
How about the mice?
Well, they seem all right.
Oh, thank heavens for that. The budgie?
Well, give me a chance. I haven't had time to go around all the wards.
Well, it wasn't looking too good earlier. Come on.
Oh, Henry, do you think they're going to blame all this on me?
Of course not.
Because I've got a strong feeling I'm still on the wanted poster for Fluff. You should have seen the way they looked at me in the garden just now.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, darling, but you do have a knack of walking out halfway through the funerals.
Well, honestly, conducting a marriage service over a goldfish bowl.
Don't start.
What did you say? Dost thou take this goldfish for thy lawful wedded wife?
Jennifer.
With this strong vicar instinct in you, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't conduct christenings for the baby mice.
Be quiet. I'm looking at the budgie.
How does he seem?
Well, about the same.
He's still on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm just going to make sure Gloria hasn't decided to have a float.
Well?
She looks a bit listless.
Well, perhaps she's just missing George.
Oh, I don't think so. I never saw them even look at each other. Oh, Henry, supposing they all go...
Now then, Jen, don't despair. We've just been through a crisis like this, you know, and that all came out well in the end, didn't it?
What crisis?
Yesterday, with my roses, remember? You know, we thought we were going to lose them all, didn't we? From the green fly. But we gave their poor little heads a good spray, and they rallied. And by evening, the crisis was past.
Your roses.
Yes! We had faith in them, and I'm sure if we have faith
what
now...
What did you mix the spray in?
What? Oh, that little jug. Why?
With the narrow
spout?
Yes, why?
Emily, what else do I use that little jug for?
What? Well, you know perfectly well. I mean, it's for giving the animals their... water! Oh, Jen!
No, that's what I mean. I don't think we need faith as much as an enema. Let's change the water for a start.
Yes, perhaps they haven't drunk much.
Well, the goldfish must have had a pint or two. Come on, I'll take the goldfish. You do the budgie.
Right.
Right. And the children can take the hamster and the rabbit. Children!
What about the mice?
I don't know. I can't understand how they seem so well.
Well, perhaps they didn't drink the water.
Why not?
Too busy.
Come on, Doctor, let's change the water.
Yes, Nurse Nightingale.
What's up, Mum?
Is Billy dead? It's not Gloria, is it?
No, but it's Operation Rescue, darlings. We're going to change all the animals' water. We think it may have been poisoned.
Poisoned?
Oh, accidentally.
By who?
Who poisoned the water?
You, Mummy.
No.
Then who?
No, it was a pure accident. I mean, like Mummy said, I mixed the spray for the roses in this jug.
Yeah, the one I use for the animals' water.
Yes.
Wasn't he a silly daddy? Yes, everyone puts their foot in it occasionally, don't they, darling? But you run and get the animals' bowls, and we'll change their water, and with any luck, we'll be able to thank heaven that only one poor little goldfish has suffered from Daddy's little mistake.
But who tried to throw the goldfish away?
What?
It was in the bin.
Yes, who threw George away?
You, Mummy.
No.
You, Dad.
Did you throw George in the bin?
Well, I mean, a fish isn't the same as a cat, is it?
You married him.
Oh, yes, yes, but darling,
come on. Let's get the bowl.
Okay.
Children! Did you see the way they looked at me?
Yes, it's horrible, isn't it?
Well, you might have said something.
Well, what could I have said? Only that you thought of throwing George down the loo, and I thought I'd better keep that to myself.
Thanks a lot.
They'll soon forget. Buy them a present or something. Children, the doorbell!
Buy them a... Yes! Yes, I will. Thanks very much, darling. It's a marvellous idea. I know precisely the present to get them.
What?
A new cat.
Oh, no, Henry.
I'll go to the pet shop first thing.
Henry!
Jen, I'm surprised at you. I thought you liked animals.
I do. You know I do. But as far as I'm concerned, after the last 2 days, every tiny mouse to feed is a potential threat to my place in the ratings.
We'll call it Fluff 2.
Oh, Henry, please, no more animals just yet.
It's Mrs. Carter.
Mary!
And her great day.
Oh,
Jen, I remembered what it was I rang about this morning. Just to remind you, you'd promised to look after Rocky when we go away tomorrow.
Oh!
Rock in Front of the Children starred Wendy Craig as Jennifer Corner and Frances Matthews as her husband Henry, with Charlotte Mitchell as Mary, and the children were Roberta Tovey as Trudy, Jill Riddick Amanda, and Hugo Keith Johnston Robin. The script was adapted from his original TV success by Richard Waring and produced by Trafford Whitelock.